Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, or you're still newer to our family, I want to encourage you to try five. That's our challenge, where for 5 days in a row, your kids listen to some awesome stories to use their imagination and watch their creativity come to life. You see, we make stories every single day for you, and you just never know what kind of story you're going to find on any given day. So hang with me for 5 days, whether maybe driving in the car or maybe during lunchtime, and I think you're going to find something pretty amazing happens. Well, friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful day as Ethan was helping his grandparents clean out their attic. And boy, was it a big job.
This box is really heavy, Grandma. All right, I'll be right back.
Ethan was holding onto a box and had the job to carry it all the way to the street for garbage pickup. All day long, they had been going through a whole bunch of different things to make sure which things they wanted to keep and which things it was time to get rid of. And Ethan had been working hard, and it was almost all done and almost time for him to head home. But something truly magical was about to happen.
Hey, Ethan, could you help me with this over here?
Called his grandpa.
Sure thing, I'll be right there.
Yelled Ethan as he ran back towards the attic ladder. The only way to get up and down from the attic was one of those pull-down ladders from the ceiling. As Ethan climbed up the ladder to the attic, he was met by his grandpa, who had a very large crate that he was trying to open.
I can't remember what's in this old crate here, but can you help me pull it open?
Yeah, sure. Ethan grabbed a screwdriver that had a flat blade at the end of it and wedged it into the corner of the crate and pushed with all of his might until finally the top of the crate popped open.
Whoa! Wow! Wow, I forgot about all this stuff in here,
said his grandpa. What is all this and where'd you get it from? Asked Ethan.
These are all things that my grandparents gave to me when I was about your age. And I think their family gave it to them even longer before.
Wow, this is some really cool stuff in here. Over the next hour or two, Ethan and his grandpa spent looking through that crate full of some amazing old ancient treasures. Well, not exactly treasures like gold or silver, but some really cool old stuff. By the end of the afternoon, it was time for Ethan to head home. His parents were waiting in the car, and he waved goodbye to his grandparents.
Oh, Ethan, I want you to take this box here. I can't remember exactly what it does, but I remember it was very special in our family, and I want you to have it.
Whoa, thanks, Grandpa. It's so cool. All right. Love you, bye!
Ethan grabbed the box, got into his parents' car, and they drove back home. Little did Ethan know how much magic that box had inside of it. By the time Ethan got home, he had examined every square inch of this box. It was about the size as a shoebox. It was made of old cedar wood. It smelled really good. There was this door on the side, and it opened and closed. It was empty inside, but it was still a very cool box from his grandpa. Ethan brought it back to his bedroom and then joined his family for dinner. While they were eating some delicious spaghetti and sauce, they heard a sound.
Thud!
It was a loud crashing sound that came from Ethan's bedroom.
Can I be excused? I'm gonna go see what that sound was.
Yes, that was a strange sound, said his parents. Ethan walked back to his bedroom and saw that that box from his grandpa had fallen off the shelf he'd put it on, which is very strange. There's nothing around here that could have knocked it over. As he picked it up and set it back on the shelf, he heard another sound. It was a sound from inside the box. Ethan opened up the door and couldn't believe his eyes. Inside of this box was a very small but very real and alive elephant. Yeah, an elephant! Ethan dropped down to his knees and his mouth fell open. He couldn't believe what he was looking at. This little, tiny little elephant. It was so adorable. And it had this little trunk and it would raise it up high and say, "Moo!" How in the world did you get in this box? Said Ethan. With two hands, he carefully picked up this elephant out of the box and set it on the floor of his bedroom. The elephant looked so happy it started to run around in circles in his bedroom. That is when even more crazy stuff started to happen. You see, the elephant's feet were glowing and sparkling, almost like, they were some kind of magical feet. And everywhere the elephant stepped, plants started to grow. And in just a few seconds, Ethan watched as his entire bedroom turned into a jungle. He had to show his parents. He raced back to the kitchen. "Oh, you guys gotta see this!" "Ethan, what's the matter? So what was that sound in your room? Did something fall?"
Yeah, something fell, but there's something else going on. You better come see this."
He grabbed his parents' hands and pulled them to his bedroom. As they turned the corner to enter his room, they couldn't believe it. His entire room was a rainforest. All of their mouths dropped open and their eyes were as big as donuts. Like big donuts, like the kind of big donuts that you dream about. Yeah, that's as big as their eyeballs were. They were all completely shocked. "Ethan, we've been telling you to keep your room clean."
Whoa, this is not my fault. This is, there's an elephant, a magic elephant that came in the box from Grandma's house and everywhere it walks, it just turns my everything into a jungle."
"An elephant?" they said as they looked at Ethan suspiciously, not believing him. But then they heard a sound from Ethan's closet, from a not so very small elephant anymore. This elephant had grown a lot, like a lot. Big enough where Ethan could maybe even ride it. "Ethan, how long have you been hiding an elephant in your bedroom?"
"I promise, this is not what it looks like. I've not been hiding an elephant and this jungle did not come from my messy room. It all came from this box here, from Grandpa's house."
They turned to look at this wooden box that was completely empty and definitely not big enough to house a jungle and an elephant inside of it. The more Ethan tried to explain, the crazier it sounded, until he picked up the wooden box and tried to describe again for the third time that this elephant was actually very small and fit inside the box and... Wait a second. Ethan opened the box back up, and inside was a sea turtle.
"What is this doing here?"
His parents couldn't believe it. Everything that Ethan had been telling them was true. And this poor sea turtle needed to get back to the ocean, fast. Ethan grabbed onto the trunk of the elephant and carefully led it out of the bedroom and out of their house into the front yard. His parents knew that they had to get to the ocean fast. And this elephant was pretty quick. Ethan hopped on top of the elephant, holding the sea turtle, and off they rode to the ocean. Don't worry, they made it just in time to the ocean to let this sea turtle go free, and it was a very happy turtle, happy to be free in the ocean. But even though this is the end of our story, it is only just the beginning of the amazing magical stories that Ethan will find inside that box from his grandpa's house. Wow, wouldn't that be so cool to have a box like that? Where if you closed it and opened it up, you'd be greeted with some kind of magical animal inside? Wow, that would be so cool. I can't wait to hear all the rest of the adventures that lie ahead for Ethan and his new elephant friend. The end.
And now it's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say to Faith from Biston, Henry and Violet from Australia, Austin and Jolie from Delaware, Imani from Pakistan, Mac and Jonah from Alberta, Canada, Royce from Colorado, Messiah from Virginia, and Rumi Bell from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on the spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!